Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frogloom, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Picture this, if you will. Sounds like a beginning of a Prince song, doesn't it? Dig, if you will. Picture 27,000 square feet, a warehouse. Walking into this warehouse and seeing nothing but, you know, stacked to the ceiling in squares of pallets arranged, just ammunition as far as the eye can see. All these 42 different calibers split between handgun and rifle. 50 million rounds on hand. Just picture that. Picture the busy hub that it must be with all the forklifts and everything running things around and shipping out. You got one dock bringing it in, one dock sending it out. And that is Ammunition Depot. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next hour is going to be Steve Fisher of Sentinel Concepts, late of Magpul Dynamics. Steve, what I like about Steve is a man-sized man. Okay, so a lot of the things that Steve is going to talk about works for everybody. Because if a big man can do it, a little man can do it quite easily. So, you know, that's just my two cents. Thank you very much. I talked about the Supreme Court abdicating its role yesterday. This is in the Jackson versus City and County of San Francisco. And this is in them not... Well, okay, let's get into it. I'm getting too far ahead of myself here. In this, Clarence Thomas and Antonin Scalia believe they should have taken this case up, and they wrote a denial. At issue in Jackson was a local ordinance in San Francisco that restricts gun possession in the home. Specifically, the law prohibits keeping of a handgun in the home unless it is A, disabled, as with a trigger lock, or B, carried on the person of an adult. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit rejected a challenge to this law, prompting several gun owners to seek Supreme Court review. Although the law here would seem to raise serious questions under the Heller and McDonald decision, there were not four justices willing to vote for taking this case up. So, this is what happened. There were not four justices within some. How could that be? Where was Alito? Where, you know, I know where Thomas and Scalia were. Where was Roberts? Where were those guys? I know where they were. You know, Roberts is, as the, what is it? The Chief Supreme Court Justice. He's sort of a milquetoast, isn't he? He'll get out there and say, it's not up to us to fix all of your stupid legislation. Well, actually it is, John. Sure enough is, but you know, I'm not in charge. You are. You. And this is very precipitous. But you know, now Clarence Thomas reviewed the facts and the procedural history of the case, and he explained why Jackson merited Supreme Court review. He said the decision of the Court of Appeals is in serious tension with Heller. We explained in Heller that the Second Amendment codified a right inherited from our English ancestors, a key component of which is the right to keep and bear arms for the lawful purpose of self-defense. We therefore reject it as inconsistent with the Second Amendment, a ban on possession of handguns in the home, because handguns are the most popular weapon chosen by Americans for self-defense in the home. And because a trigger lock requirement prevented residents from rendering their firearms operable for the purpose of immediate self-defense. San Francisco's law allows residents to use their handguns for the purpose of self-defense, but it prohibits them from keeping those handguns operable for the purpose of immediate self-defense when not carried on their person. And I'd really like to have a little, somebody needs to codify that for me, because does this mean in San Francisco that if a cop walks into your house and you got a gun on your hip, that's perfectly legal? I find that hard to believe in San Francisco. I guess it could be true. The law thus burdens their right to self-defense at the times when they are most vulnerable, when they are sleeping, bathing, changing clothes, or otherwise indisposed. Which I guess during that time, if it's not actually on your person, it's supposed to be locked up in some box with a trigger lock on it. A double negative, if you will. Thomas writes, that burden is significant. One petitioner, an elderly woman who lives alone, explained that she is currently forced to store her handgun in a locked box, and that if an intruder broke into her home at night, she would need to turn on the light, find her glasses, find the key to the locked box, insert the key in the lock, and unlock the box under the stress of the emergency, and then get her gun before being in position to defend herself. Declaration of Espanola Jackson in support of motion for preliminary injunction. Blah, 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 blah. She was the one that brought this case. She's over 79 years old. That would not be an easy task to bring all to bear. Another petitioner stated that she's forced to store her gun in a code-operated safe, and in the event of an emergency, would need to get to that safe, remember her code under stress, and correctly enter it before she could retrieve her gun and be in a position to defend herself. If she erroneously entered the number due to stress, the safe would impose a delay before she could start again. A third petitioner explained that he would face the same challenge, and in the event that the battery drains on his battery-operated safe, he would need to locate a backup key to access his handgun. In an emergency situation, the delay imposed by this law could prevent San Francisco residents from using their handguns for the lawful purpose of self-defense. And that delay could easily be the difference between life and death. Can we say Carol Bounds? Carol Bounds out of New Jersey, it's a different law that she was running up against. Same thing, the state getting in the way of you defending yourself. Or in this case, the local authority. But it's a state, nonetheless. To you, it's a state. One day, they're going to have to take this up. And all of us should be very, very alarmed that there were not four justices that thought this was a good idea to take this up, in light of the fact of the Heller and McDonald decisions. Now, I know two of them, you know, Sotomayor, or three of them, actually, Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan. I get that completely. Kennedy? Okay, maybe. Where was Alito and Roberts on this? That's what I'd really like to know. That's what I would really like to know. And given that we have a Supreme Court decision that is only 7 years old, has it become so politicized now that rights are no longer rights but interpretations? Because I don't know if you've noticed it. All kinds of rights are under attack right now. We've got the First Amendment right being attacked by certain people to claim to be on our side. They don't like what certain people say. And that's what the First Amendment was put there in the first place for. That was the worst sentence I've ever put together. That was the reason they put the First Amendment in place to begin with. To protect the offensive speech. But no, it's gotten so bad now that even Jerry Seinfeld won't play college campuses because of the political correctness. And, you know, I read an article about that today, and I was like, what a world this is today. Oh, golly, what a world. Hey, when we get back, it's not the ATF doing it today, but there's 28,000 U.S. assault rifles that are headed somewhere near the cartels in Mexico on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So the phone rings, and I pick it up, and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out, and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift, an AR-15 rifle kit from Guns80.com. I had to go get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at Guns80.com, Guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when you go to their website, unlike a lot of websites where they will show you everything they carry but may not have in stock, everything they show on their website is in stock. Every price you see beside it, as outrageous as it is exactly what you will pay upon checkout. Go and check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. In Mexico, currently the issue weapon, there's two issue weapons in Mexico, the H&K G3, and it will be phased out and replaced by something called the Zeuicotl FX05, which is also looks like it is a ripoff of an H&K. That's the issue weapon in Mexico. Then, now comes the question, why do we keep selling weapons to the Mexican military? When I was in the military, when I took basic training in 1984, I'm almost certain the M16 they issued me to qualify with was probably from the first run from the 60s that still had the Mattel handguards on them, the Mattel toy maker. The handguards originally for the M16 were made by Mattel. And the point I'm making here is that guns are durable goods. Why do we have to keep selling them? I believe there's 267,000 current active duty in the military in Mexico. In the past 12 months, we have sold them $1.15 billion worth of small arms. In 2014, we transferred 28,000 firearms to Mexico, most of them military rifles, at a value of $21.6 million. And the year saw the most firearm sales in dollars of the 15 years that the U.N. Census Bureau has kept data. And we know that 55,000 of their troops in Mexico have left the They've deserted the military, and they've gone to the cartels. And when they leave, they're either taking their H&K G3s or they're taking M16s or M4s. And you know what? The Mexican drug cartels don't need them to desert. They've got billions of dollars available to them. You know, the tens of thousands, you know. And, of course, then there's the 2,000 guns that the ATF gave them. Then there's the guns imported from China and Europe and elsewhere. And this is the kind of gun they want. They want a fully automatic military weapon. They don't want the semi-automatic AKs that Fast and Furious got them. While they do use them, one of the reasons they don't use them as often is, none of these were, they don't work the way they want them to. When the Mexican military catches these ex-soldiers with these ex-rifles that we sold them that they left with, the Mexican military does not submit these guns to the ATF for trace. And they wouldn't, because they're already stamped with the original owner's ID. But if just 10% of last year's official U.S. rifles end up in the cartels, which is a lowball estimate, actually, that's 2,800 new guns in their in the cartel inventory. And the U.S. is not the only country selling guns to Mexico. Now, didn't Obama sign the UN Arms Trade Treaty? Aren't we trying to restrict weapons being sold to bad actors? Wouldn't it be considered a bad actor that can't control a weapon once it's issued? That's a bad actor. That's a very bad actor. And, you know... the feds would have you believe this all happens from Billy Joe Jim Bob's gun shop on the border, and that somehow 250,000 guns, illegally, fully military guns, I guess, float like grenades and grenade launchers and all this other stuff. They flow to Mexico because of the gun shops, because of Billy Joe Jim Bob's gun shop. And, you know, Mexico's got a lot of criminal neighbors to the south. They buy guns from them. Mexico is awash in guns. And it's like the UN. They come from all corners of the earth. Anyone who thinks that Uncle Sam, though, isn't a primary provider one way or the other is failing to see the forest for the trees, and that's intentional on their part. Mexico has been on a buying spree of our equipment. Helicopters, armored vehicles, with purchases amounting to more than $1 billion in the last 12 months. And this is 100% more than it used to be in prior years. Shouldn't we, let me ask you a question. This is just me being devil's advocate here. I like to do this from time to time. Shouldn't we maybe look at this and say, maybe we should stop this? Maybe we should cut them off at the knees. The Mexican, you know, on one hand, you know, I look at the Mexican government and I say, well, they were never told about, Fast and Furious. But that was like 2,500 guns. That is a drop in the bucket. It's 2,500 guns that should never have gone, and the way it was done, and the reason it was done is all nefarious. No doubt about it. But 28,000 rifles in a year, when it's not even their issue weapon, who does that? You know, when I was in a squad, you know, I'd be sitting there, and there would be guys that had M16s, and there would be guys that might have M60s. There might be one or two of those. And there might be guys that had M203s, which are M16s with grenade launchers mounted on the bottom of them. But it was basically two different kinds of weapons, and that was it. That was it. And if you looked at any other squad in the military, it would probably be outfitted that way. Nowadays, they have a little more variety there. They have the EBRs, they have the SAWs, they have the M60s, they have the M4s. They have a variety of crew served weapons that I'd never have laid eyes on. They didn't have, nobody had developed them when I was in. But it's still essentially a basic table of organization and equipment, or as we call it, TO&E. And apparently in the Mexican military, you just sort of, you know, there's a bunch of ping pong balls with a number in it, and they're turning it into a big drum, and they pull your number, and you get a Swedish K. Or you get the FX-05, or you get an M4. Let's just shut that off, why don't we? Keep some of those guns here. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation with you.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing
complete self with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm going to go down there. I hope soon, just to go see it, just to take it in. When I do, I'll take all kinds of video and everything and post it up for you, because I'm having a hard time picturing this in my mind's eye. 27,000 square feet. Now, that sounds pretty impressive. 50 million rounds sounds more impressive. But when you look at their prices and realize that this is what they do every day, it goes beyond impressive. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming from another learned, hasn't-got-a-clue academic type, we have this. His name is John Sutija. He is a contributing writer for some sort of Florida University publication. Let me see if this is short enough to where I can give it to you verbatim. Yep, it is. So this verbatim from John Sutija, back in May of this year, Andrea Caladani, wrote an article for The Beacon suggesting the Second Amendment needed to be revised to fit modern needs. Unfortunately, she did not have any suggestion for what course of action might be taken. Caladani was right, of course. The Second Amendment is outdated. Militias are redundant in the modern developed world, but the right to bear arms goes beyond that. The guns used at Lexington and Concord were hunting rifles. And regardless of your participation in the sport, there's no denying that its practice is beneficial. When deer populations skyrocket, the creatures destroy crops worse than rats, and coyotes are more violent pests. I realize that these are less of an issue in Miami than in my native Iowa, but the U.S. is made of much more than South Florida. If I had my way, the solution to gun rights would be in your wallet. I don't believe anyone needs to own a gun. Some careers may benefit from their use, but that's on a professional level, not at a personal one. If you need a gun at work, you should pick up your sidearm when you punch in and drop it off when you punch out. But what about the everyman, those hunters I spent my last paragraph defending? They wouldn't own their guns or their relatives. I say all ranged weapons, shotguns, rifles, pistols, and bows, need to be collected by the government, cataloged, and put in a library. You want to shoot Bambi? Fine, but I'll need to see your gun library card. There would be exceptions, of course, to this rule. Your grandfather's World War I rifle is an heirloom, not a weapon, and would be categorized as such. Antiques would be examined by an expert who would make sure that they were safe enough to be kept in a home and then returned to their cabinets. In concept, that's it. You can go rent a gun whenever you want, but your name, the date, your address, and your intent are recorded. And you don't have it. If you don't have it back in 2 weeks, no amount of firepower will protect you from 5 cents a day late fees. It couldn't be that simple, of course. To get such a license would require in-depth background checks and mental evaluations. You would likely have to make an appointment, and you yourself would never be allowed into the actual gun vault. You would tell the person at the register what you intend to do, and they would go in back and bring you their recommendation, chosen from the limited stock they have. Things like Uzis and AKs and P90s or anything that has armor-piercing in its name would be ridiculous, and unless your game weighs over 500 pounds, most high-power rifles are too. You'd be handed the weapon and a box of munitions and pointed toward the gun range. When you're happy with your choice, then comes the paperwork. Does that make people safer? Yes, it pulls the weapons out of the home. Does it let you fulfill your primal instincts? Yes, have fun, Billy Joe. Is it the perfect end-all? No, I'm not saying it's the best solution, but it's better than our current means of gun oversight. And that's what the nation needs right now. Another academic egghead out there that first of all thinks he has to denigrate a gun owner. Billy Joe. Gun owners come in a lot of different shapes and sizes. They are female, they are young, they are black, they are white, they are Asian, they are Hispanic. They are highly educated. They are the product of public schools. Most of your gun carriers, I would say, are, you know, we know at the very least that they abide by the law. So I don't understand exactly what good old John's issue is here. I don't get it with John. I don't quite understand. I don't know if John understands a whole lot of things about anything. I think, once again, what we have here is, first of all, the rifles that were used during the Revolutionary War, there were not a bunch of different classes of weapons. They were all single-shot guns. I mean, there were other guns that were magazine-fed, to be sure. Lewis and Clark, after the Revolutionary War, Lewis and Clark carried a gun that had a 22-shot capacity that the president made sure they had. But back then, all rifles were military rifles. There was no differentiation like there is today with the fully automatic capability. And that's the only differentiation there is, really, truly. As a matter of fact, guns, most of the commercial guns that you see out there that cost past a certain price point made by, you know, a great many manufacturers are better guns than the military runs today. So, no, they weren't hunting rifles exclusively. There was no such thing as a hunting rifle back in those days. John, you incredibly idiotic man. And the Second Amendment and the right of self-defense, you know, I guess there's no need for that here. This is just like in the Federation with Star Trek. Once we attain warp speed, there will be no need for stuff like this and money. And we'll be able to go where we want. But if you always notice in Star Trek, there's always still conflict. And they still have handguns in. This guy's name, Bob, is John Sutija, Sutija. And he writes at FIUSM.com. He's a contributing writer. if you're going to get rid of armor-piercing stuff, too, John, you're going to have to get rid of every rifle out there, because here's the thing about rifles. What makes a rifle, quote-unquote, armor-piercing, which that only works with soft armor, okay, is that a rifle has a longer barrel. So as that round is going down, there is more and more pressure built up the longer the barrel. So when it exits a longer rifle barrel, it has more velocity. It is not the characteristic of the round. It is the kinetic energy of the round at high velocity compared to, and I mean, you see drop off when you go to like a 7-inch SBR AR-15, you see a drop off in velocity. It's just a fact of life. And by the way, a World War I rifle, if it still works, still works. It's not an heirloom. Guns, like I said, you idiot, are durable goods. This is why we don't need to keep selling them to Mexico. They should have enough already. You can rent a gun whenever you want. You don't own them. Where are they going to come from? How are you going to get them all, John? How do you get from point A to point B? You seem to be missing that part. That's the part that always stymies me. How do you get from the part where nobody wants to give up their guns to we have a library of guns and you have to have a library card? How do you get to that? How do you get from point A to point B, John? I really don't think it'd be quite as simple as you think it's going to be. It's not about pulling guns out of society. It's about pulling criminality out of society. If you ever figured out how to do that, well, a lot of people would be more than happy, I think, to give up a lot of things. But since that's never going to happen, you can just keep whistling, pal. Go work on your comb over. We will be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out, too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Here, let me type that in, because I can't type and think at the same time. Bam! I'll tell you about that in a little bit there, Heath. Coming from the desk of, well, first of all, coming up next hour, Steve Fisher, Sentinel Concepts, Instructor's Corner. That's next. But coming from the desk of another instructor who's been out there instructing for a lot longer than most of the people I have on the show, including Larry Vickers. Coming from the desk of John Farnham, probably the most dangerous 70-something I've ever talked to in my life, we get this. He quotes Thomas Sowell. Whenever you hear people talking about a living constitution, invariably they are in the process of slowly killing it by interpreting it out of existence, its restrictions on government. The Constitution, when they put it together, unfortunately, they built in some stuff that could lead to its demise. And they called these things amendments. Governments, now, when the Founding Fathers were putting this together, this is what they were thinking, okay? I know this because I know this. Because I read. Governments have powers, and individuals have rights. The Constitution, as it was written to limit the power of government, as well as, via the Bill of Rights, enumerate the rights of citizens, confirm and codify. Those rights are supposed to be set aside in a nice little grassy knoll surrounded by a beautiful cyclone fence, keeping Congress out of it. Of course, Congress seeps in like all contagion. Most Americans believe that our Bill of Rights is the document that guarantees our individual rights and freedoms as citizens. The guarantee in the modern world, folks, is delusional. Because we got nine people sitting in a room right now. They're wearing black robes, gray-haired. The youngest one of them should be retired from a regular job by now. They get an appointment for life, and the other day they decided that a right didn't matter. And in the same session, they decided that the right of a Muslim exceeded the right of the Second Amendment. I've already talked about that. I'm not going into it right now. James Madison was the author of the Bill of Rights and was the force that aggressively drove it through the first Congress of the United States. He developed a list of individual rights after studying history and government. He was familiar with tools and methods used by tyrannies and tyrants to destroy individual liberty. There was only one set of opposition to the Bill of Rights when they were putting it together, and that was by people who thought there wasn't enough of them. There wasn't enough codified things being affirmed in the Bill of Rights. That was the only thing that bumped up against it. They believed that other important individual rights could and would be infringed simply because they weren't specifically identified and enumerated. And as we have seen by politicians, that is exactly what they do, even with the ones that exist. Within the body of the Constitution itself, there are three specific limits to powers of government. Our founders recognized these three powers of government, these three limitations, as fundamental to the preservation of individual liberty. Denied to the government was the power to enact bills of attainder, which is punishment without a trial. Ex post facto laws, conviction imposed before the act in question was a crime. And direct taxation of the citizenry. In 1909, the 16th Amendment destroyed the last of those three limitations of governmental power. In Federalist Papers, both Madison and Hamilton warned us of fundamental errors concerning the whim of the majority as the greatest danger to individual liberty. By that, they meant tyrants acting unilaterally will be less likely to succeed in destroying the rights of Americans than will a sufficient proportion of Americans who could be conned into foolishly discarding their own rights by choice. The whim of the majority is a very fickle entity. It is not something to trust your life with or anything else, really. Accordingly, they made the process of constitutional amendment arduous and multi-layered and requiring supermajorities at each step of the process. Even so, you know, during the turn of the century, via endless demonization of successful entrepreneurs, think Carnegie and Vanderbilt and Ford and all these other guys, they call them the robber barons, and the so-called plight of the poor, despite all that, or maybe, you know, got to, maybe we should say, because of all that, constitutional prohibitions to direct taxation were ultimately overcome. In 1909, the Democrat Party and the American Socialist Party, using envy and covetousness as their theme, as they still do today, argued that some American citizens were vile due to their individual wealth. Does that sound familiar to any of you? That dubious argument carried, and despite a warning from Chief Justice John Marshall that the power to tax is the power to destroy, the American voting public passed the 16th Amendment. They tried to limit the income tax at the beginning to 10%. That all died out in a chorus of laughter, as everyone knew it would never get anywhere near that high. And what do we have today? We have the Democrats, the socialists, if you will, once again trying to convince the majority of voters that American gun owners are vile, that guns are vile, that me and you are Billy Joe. And they also want to, along the way, take the Christians and the Jews and the business owners and the heterosexuals and, I mean, name it. Name it. Consider Lincoln's suspension of the right of habeas corpus. That's nothing new under the sun. Our mistake is that we fail to recognize that fact and thus con ourselves about this horrible and tragic error, which has enduring consequences. We have no reason to believe the Second Amendment is immune. The Second Amendment and those of us that push it, those of us that believe in it, those of us that live it every day, the Second Amendment is the only amendment in the Constitution that actually has teeth that are sharp. We are the carnivores. We're not the herbivores that simply want to survive. We are the carnivores. We are literally the sheepdogs looking out for the herd. People like John Fatiha is a sheep. He's a wrong-minded sheep, but he's a sheep nonetheless. He does not know that which he is speaking of. If he were to get the world he wants, he would die screaming because the predators will come. They always will come. They will find somebody all the time. They'll find anybody all the time. As American citizens and operators today, this is what we need to do. All firearms are universally legally defined as deadly weapons. In fact, they all are. The legal definition of deadly weapon and the catchphrase gun safety are incongruous. It is only possible for a deadly weapon to be handled carefully and responsibly. Those who voluntarily own and interact with deadly weapons must therefore understand and accept their absolute obligation to assure correct gun handling skills and protocols are well learned and well practiced. Sad reality is for a lot of Americans, these are just very high-priced adult Legos. Collections are admired and fawned over, but never fired, never carried, never used in serious training. You'll see some quaint competitions here and there. Others will hunt. Others occasionally plink. Still others wear guns as fashion accessories. Precious few of us, 12, 13 million out of 320, wear them daily as a self-defense mechanism. Look at that, and you'll figure out how many know and understand that the Second Amendment is there not only so that Americans have the means to protect ourselves from private sector criminals, but also so that we can effectively oppose tyrants and tyrannies, foreign and domestic. Look at your government. Look at your government. Look at the masses. With 134 million gun owners, I know there's probably some of them where they can't carry a gun. Why is there only 13 million of them that we know about that do, though? That's the question you got to ask yourself. That's the question. Coming up next, Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.